Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. You're in the Garden with Ron Wilson. It's time for, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of the Ohio State University Extension and OSU Department of Entomology.
Oh, no.
Joe Boggs, assistant professor, commercial horticulture educator for the Ohio State University Extension. Yes, sir. It's time for the Buggy Joe Boggs Report. Joey.
Hello.
Website would be Beagle, BYGL.OSU.edu. By the way, did you see Rita's recipe for this week?
I didn't, but by the way, did you see the latest Beagle posting?
I don't know. Did I?
Antlions roar again.
Oh, I did see that. I did
see
that.
Yeah, that was just for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, it was for both of us, but okay, so the recipe. I'm sorry. We'll get back to antlions in a second.
Mississippi pot roast.
Oh, Mississippi pot roast.
Yes.
Well, okay. We could have that. We could have that in the parking lot as we're watching the tide roll, right?
As we watch the tide roll. So you did hear Harold this morning?
I heard Harold.
I actually was at the outlet yesterday, and this guy comes up and says, "You run?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'm Harold from Alabama. Roll Tide."
That is incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, I heard that, and I thought, now that is. You know, we should go out and do that. You know, sneak up on people, and it would be a cardiac test, right? You know,
especially if we take our masks off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have to keep them on. Yeah, that's it. So yesterday, I was walking around, and I'm going to say where in case people want to go see, because they're all around the parking lot at Sharon Woods, the main parking lot, you know, the main part of the Sharon Woods, great parks of Hamilton County. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ron, I have not, we just talked about this a few weeks ago. And I haven't seen them like this. So antlions, the name comes from the fact that they make these pits, these conical pits, and one of their favorite meals are ants that fall into these pits. And the antlion is waiting at the bottom with his giant mandibles. And I had, like I said, good pictures of him. But it was interesting. I was out checking things out. You know, I go to the different parks to kind of monitor for different things. Some things we worry about, you know, like Asian longhorn beetle and beech leaf disease. So I'm on the lookout for things like that. And I was finished coming back to the car. And I thought, my goodness, I'm going to look at this oak because of galls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up the end of the parking lot, and sure enough, I was rewarded by rough, you know, bullet galls on the oak. And I'm looking at them and thinking, well, I have plenty of pictures. And I walked out, and then for whatever reason, turned back, and I and that's when I looked down, and there were pits all over. I'd even walked over some. So, you know, sometimes.
And they were hanging onto the bottom of your shoe?
That's kind of it. I mean, it was interesting because I was thinking, you know, looking up all the time is not always good, right? You know, particularly if you walk off the end of a bridge, you know. But, looking down is good. But it was incredible. It is one thing that does like this dry weather.
Well, yeah, because they can make out that little. Now you're going to make me look at, because I usually get them by the side of our front porch.
You need to look.
I need to take a look. Yeah.
Well, the places that I've always seen them before, I have to admit, you know, I haven't been. I've stopped looking, and because that's the other thing that was kind of odd. I don't recall them being this late in the season. Now I don't know. The one thing that I could not find is, you know, do they have more than one generation? I'm suspecting they must to be, you know, to be out. I mean, it would seem kind of odd that they would go into some sort of stasis and not come out until late in the season. But at any rate, I'd given up because I'd already seen them earlier in the season. That's why you and I are bemoaning, you know, not seeing them.
Right.
But antlions, just a very interesting thing. And I may have to go back and reprise what I even wrote in the article for my kids growing up. You know, I went out and collected a few when my kids were at home and put them in a terrarium with sand, and they immediately, they did it overnight. They went into the sand, but then they built their cones overnight, and then we started feeding them ants, the anti-ant farm. I may have to reprise that now. Back then I had 35 millimeter slides, and so, you know, the pictures are just not as good, right? So I may have to reprise that and maybe do a little video and so forth. But they are fascinating. I don't know how much of an impact they really have on ants, but they're fascinating creatures, and it's probably one, you know, bright spot for the dry weather. And I'll tell you, the other thing, too, is it was I was waiting for Gary, for you and Gary to bring this up, because I had to do a little home improvement, and I have pictures to prove it. Actually, it's my wife holding the caulking gun, but so I could take the pictures. But this is the time of year we got to get ready for the fall home invaders. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And you know, next week, Ron Rothis sent me a text and said next weekend, possible cold enough weather for a little bit of frost here and there.
And that's the perfect impetus because, what did you set on?
Yeah, really.
That's the perfect impetus because what happens, and we've seen this, in fact, research showed this clearly with multicolored Asian lady beetle, but it also appears to affect, you know, brown marmoted stink bugs and the other home invaders we talk about, box elder bug. And that is you go to a certain temperature with the multicolored Asian lady beetles, it's only a daytime temperature of 64 degrees and then it warms up. So you don't go past, you don't get up into the 70s like we're getting. And so once you have that cold snap, then you get a warm snap, you know, a few days warm, that starts bringing the bugs to the homes. That's what really brings them in. And, you know, we cannot predict this very well. As I said in the Beagle, I wrote a Beagle alert about it. You know, there was we haven't seen multicolored Asian lady beetles consistently. Even brown marmorateds are inconsistent.
A few here and there, and then sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't.
But I'll tell you, Ron, you know, they were the number one stink bug. I and Curtis Young up in Van Wert County, we talked about this a few weeks ago. We were seeing a lot of brown marmorateds out in the trees. I mean, number one, it was a few of the parks I was visiting, you know, they were very, very common. So that does mean they're out there. And multicolored Asian lady beetles, you know, they've really taken up liking soybean aphids, the soybean aphids were introduced at about the same time, but it took a while for the two to get together. Soybean aphids are also an Asian native, along with a multicolored Asian lady beetle, obviously. And so we do see, we can see high populations of the lady beetle in soybean fields, and there is a bit of a connection to homes near those fields being invaded, but not always. See, that's the problem. You know, when we try to predict these things, it just doesn't always work out. On the other hand, just as I said, an ounce of caulk is worth a pound of bugs. You know, just getting out there this time of the year and closing off those entry points can really help prevent the problem occurring.
So get out there and repair those screens and start to caulk and be ready, because after next weekend,
yeah,
they're going to start looking for a new home.
Yeah, it could be yours. The Buckeyes. Watching the Buckeyes.
Watching the Buckeyes play. Hey, always a pleasure. Great information. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, Ron. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks, of course, to Danny Gleason, the Durango Kid, because as you all well know, without Danny, none of this stuff would happen. Literally, none of it would happen. So, Danny, thank you for all that you do. Now, do yourself a favor. Think about where you're going to plant those trees. Where are you going to plant those native plants? Pollinator plants? Whatever it may be. Get out and do some planting. Follow us here. Keep watering. It's awfully dry. Make it the best weekend of your life. See ya.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.